Good morning. It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. Each week at this time, I speak with Amy Noyes for VPR's Public Post. VPR's Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. You may know Bill Doyle as Washington County's long-standing state senator, but he's also a professor at Johnson State College, and since 1972, he's been inviting politicians to come speak to students enrolled at his Vermont Politics course. And as VPR's Public Post reporter Amy Noyes tells us, the public's also invited to sit in on those talks. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
Amy, does Professor Doyle do this every year?
Yes, and I think it's fair to say politicians covet invitations to speak to the Vermont politics class and the extended audience that often attends.
So how does that work? Can anyone just show up for class?
On the days the speakers are scheduled, yes. The class is held in a large space in the Johnson State Library building, and typically the talks are held on Mondays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but the college warns last-minute schedule changes do sometimes happen, so people should check in before they head over.
So who's speaking this semester?
All five of the announced candidates for governor are on this year's schedule, as well as former governors Jim Douglas and Madeline Cunin. Attorney General Bill Sorrell is also on the schedule, and Brandon Riker, who's running for lieutenant governor. So far this semester, Shap Smith has already spoken to the class, as have journalists John Margolis and Tom Carney.
Oh, and we have that schedule up on the Frequency blog at vpr.net. Amy, you reported on a Vermont Tree Steward program on Public Post this week. What's that about?
That's the SOUL Tree Steward program. SOUL stands for Stewardship of the Urban Landscape, and it's part of the Vermont Urban and Community Forestry program. Basically, people can sign up and be trained to be tree stewards in their communities, and it's a four-part course, and it's being offered next month in Springfield.
So what exactly does a tree steward do?
Good question. Individually, they're responsible for advocating for trees, forests, and green spaces in their communities, kind of like the Lorax. And collectively, the idea is to have a cohort of citizens who are committed to making sure Vermont's tree population remains healthy and strong.
And are there a lot of tree stewards in Vermont?
The Vermont Urban and Community Forestry Program says it has trained over 400 tree stewards in the past 15 years.
And looking ahead, I understand Saturday, October 3rd is going to be a big day in St. Albans?
That's right. After a year-long restoration, the fountain in Taylor Park in St. Albans is being unveiled.
Now, that sounds like it was a big project.
It was. The fountain was first installed in 1887, and it's a cast iron fountain, and it's adorned with an ornate three-tiered sculpture that was cast in zinc originally. The sculpture has actually been recast in aluminum and painted to match the look of the original metal. And all that work was done in Alabama because that's where the company is that bought the molds from the original company that made the fountain when that company went out of business. And now the fountain's being reinstalled in its reflection pool in Taylor Park.
Tell us about the big unveiling.
Well, as you mentioned, the fountain will be unveiled at the park on October 3rd. There'll be a public ceremony at noon, and at that time, the water will be turned on. Water hasn't actually flowed through the fountain for decades. And there are also now LED lights on the fountain, and those will be turned on during a private event later in the evening. That celebration is being held for people who donated to the restoration. The St. Albans Rotary Club did much of the fundraising for this project. And the club's also going to be unveiling 16 granite benches that will be installed surrounding the fountain, and those benches will bear the names of the project contributors.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome, Mary Carol.
VPR's Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank, with expertise, cash management, and lending services dedicated to meeting the needs of Vermont municipalities and schools. MBVT.com. The Vermont Symphony Orchestra's annual Made in Vermont Music Festival tour is September 25th through October 4th at venues across the state. Directed by Jamie Laredo, this year's program includes two Scandinavian miniatures, Mozart's Second Violin Concerto and Bach's Double Concerto. The program also includes the world premiere of composer Jennifer Jolly's new Vermont-themed work, The Ferry Crossing. More information is available at vso.org.